From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The first man to reach the summit of Mount Everest, Sir Edmund Hillary, has died. He was 88. In 1953, Hillary, a beekeeper by trade, and his team reached the mountain's south peak. But exhausted by the altitude, most could go no further. Only Hillary and a native Nepalese climber, Tenzing Norgay, went on. Hillary described the climb just a few years ago in an interview with NPR.
It wasn't until we actually, on the summit ridge, there's a step, which is called nowadays the Hillary Step, which I climbed just before the summit. It wasn't until I got to the top of that that I was absolutely convinced that Tenzing and I were going to get to the top.
And they did. For more on the life of Sir Edmund Hillary, we've called David Brashears, a fellow climber and a friend of Hillary's. Tell us, what made him tick? He was a remarkable man.
You know, climbing Everest was what got him all the initial fame and kudos and praise. Of course, he stood there alongside of Tenzing Norgay on May 29th, 1953. But his true legacy and what he should be remembered for is his generosity and his tireless, endless work towards uplifting and improving the lives of the Sherpas who he came to know by not only walking through their villages on the way to Everest in 1953, but, of course, climbing alongside a Sherpa, Tenzing Norgay.
And that was a cause that occupied him for much of the last 50 years of his life?
Yeah, really. He founded the Himalayan Trust in the early 1960s. That's 8 or 9 years after climbing Everest. And he was there with his hammer in his hand, the humble beekeeper from New Zealand, building schools where there were no schools in the Sherpa villages, 20 miles, 15 miles from Everest, bridges over rivers, airstrips. The list goes on and on, reforestation projects. It was his life, and he lived a great life, and he's just such a gift to all of us who knew him.
When you think back on his climb of Everest back in 1953 and compare it with what people do nowadays, in terms of technical assistance he had in the climb, is it at all comparable, or was it a totally different era for climbing?
Well, it was completely different. I know the route he's climbed. I've climbed it 5 times myself, the southern route up Everest, up the southeast ridge. And today, well, when I climbed it, there was no fear of the unknown. We knew what was around the corner. We knew somebody else had been there. But when you stand on the south summit at 28,750 feet and you look across at this knife-edge ridge, with an 8,000-foot drop on one side and a 7,000-foot drop on the other, and it's soaring up into the heavens, and there's a rock step barring the way to the top. To think that they, he and Tenzing had the courage to set out and finish the ascent, it's just something I can't imagine. And we call that rock step that bars the way to the summit the Hillary Step. And he was the first to climb it. They had heavier oxygen equipment. They had different oxygen apparatus. But what they weren't lacking in was skill, determination, experience, and an absolute passion for what they were doing.
Well, David Brashears, thank you very much for talking with us.
It's a pleasure, Robert, to speak to you, even though it's a bit of a sad day for me.
David Brashears, who's a climber, filmmaker, and friend of Sir Edmund Hillary, who died today at the age of 88.